This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Wander. W-A-N-D-E-R. Wander. Text WANDER to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. We want you to win. We want you to bring this money home to the Bay Area. That number again, 72881. Wander is the code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Wander. Wander's your word.
Wander.
I thought that was wonder. Wander.
Oh, you're right.
I'm the wanderer. Yeah, I'm the wanderer. All right, that's it. Wander.
That's the song, Bryn.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was listening to this right here.
Yeah, Vinny's going to get his physical today. It's so funny. He made this appointment like 2 months ago. It was just listening to him trying to figure out a time when they could fit him in was hilarious. So he's wandering down to Stanford to
get
that done.
What time's his appointment?
I think it's at 10. So
oh, man.
He busted right out of here, though. So
I know, but traffic right now
is
not that great.
Well, they always make you wait at the doctor's office anyway.
True.
So you should call to check in. So I'm here. I'm just parking. When have you ever got into a doctor's appointment at the time that was that you made the appointment for? Ever?
Right.
Ever? Have you ever?
Well, you know, I go to Kaiser, and they are pretty on time getting you in. But
shame.
Then you're sitting there in the office for more minutes than I would like.
When I had my physical a couple months ago, they took me in. I was like, oh my God, the right time. The first lady does your blood pressure, does all the little doohickey stuff that they do. And then I swear to God, I was in there for 45 minutes before the doctor came in.
So annoying.
And sees you for like 60 seconds.
Right. You know, tap my knees with the reflex thing. And
yeah.
I was like, okay. John was out. I was bitching to him. I'm like, ah, rah, 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 rah. He's waiting for me outside. He had to drive me because he knew I wouldn't go if he didn't drive me. He's like, I'm driving you to it.
Wait, were you bitching on your phone?
Yeah, just texting him.
Yeah.
I read everything in the entire room.
Totally.
I read all the damn pamphlets, found out all about all the bad things that can happen to you.
They squeeze your boobs too hard?
What?
No, she didn't even touch my
Did you get a mammogram?
No.
Have you?
No, that was it. Was just a regular physical.
I know, but when's the last time?
I don't know. A while ago. Yeah.
Physical. You gotta get your physical. Then you get a physical. Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk. Let me hear your body talk.
Remember this video?
She's
she was wearing like the jazzercise outfit with the headband and everything.
Headband on,
spandex.
Bryn goes, Olivia Newton-John's a singer? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, I thought she was just an actress.
I knew her from Greece.
You know?
That's her.
No, she had a huge, have you never been mellow?
I actually saw this video not too long ago.
Oh, the physical video?
Yeah, because they did sort of a special on Greece, on the making of Greece, which was actually really interesting. It was on the Reels channel.
How old was she when she was supposed to be a 17-year-old high school student?
I think her early 20s.
No, she has to be older than that. Mm-hmm. She looks hella old in that last scene where she's all dressed up like a skank.
Well,
you know?
Right. I liked her.
Just felt like, come on, that's not what Sandy looks like.
Yeah, it is.
Nuh-uh. She looks like a good girl with a poodle shirt.
She was 28, I think.
Oh, was she really?
Dude, I tell you,
dang.
She was old. You 28-year-olds out there, you look old.
Dustin.
Oh, it's funny. But they were all trying to play high school kids. Rizzo, oh my God, she was 45.
She was the oldest one,
She was super old looking. She's supposed to be like a high school senior. You're like, really?
One of the directors was saying they used special lenses to soften their looks because, yes, they all were much older.
Right.
Yeah, she was 28.
High school kids. Yeah. All right, you guys got some texts? Or
Vin, or rather, Bryn, do you have some you want to hit?
Oh, I do.
Oh, so Bryn's going to do some texts.
This one's interesting. Bryn. Well, I have Vinny's whole stack who's already right there next to me.
Okay, I have a few over here, so whatever.
So this one's about the baby. It goes, daycare trick for wiggling kiddos. Diaper change on the floor and put your feet inside their onesie or shirt, and then they can't turn over.
Oh.
Works especially good when they poo and they try to get all over their clothes. I'm still not understanding how to visualize that.
Like, I guess if you unsnap the bottom of the onesie,
uh-huh.
pull it up, sit at the bottom of the child, and stick your feet into the onesie, the onesie torso part holds them down. That's what I'm picturing.
Into their legs? Into the legs of the onesie? Does that make sense?
Well, don't you unsnap a onesie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
you're talking about
that.
That's like the.
So you'd undo it so that you can get at the diaper without having to fully undress them. Put that part up and put your feet into the onesie.
Into where their torso is.
Right.
Try that today, Bryn.
I mean,
you have to do it on the thing about doing it on the floor is, man, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a crawling area. You know, you put those pads down. And
yeah.
So with a little gate around it.
Man, I still, like, the worst memories are just like your kid takes an elephant dump and it's just coming out the back and going up the tuts in their hair, for God's sake. Just like carrying this poopy child.
It's inevitable.
And they're laughing. They feel so good now that they've done this huge dump and you're just like, oh my God, put them in the bathtub.
Cameron seems to hate it when she poos. She starts freaking out. She's like, get me out of this.
Oh. Every time?
Yeah, she gets
so dainty.
Really upset. So.
Oh, the kid, my kids were just, then I know. What a relief. My God, you must have been backed up.
But it's tough because it gets hard. You know, she's starting to have hard poop.
Yeah.
And then it sticks to her sides. And as I'm wiping it off with my bare hand.
And a wet wipe. And a wet wipe.
It's not like just coming right off. You got to like do a couple
you
layers.
Scrub it.
It's like mud.
Yeah. Sticky mud. Okay.
510 all right. says,
all right,
Sarah, we hate these songs as much as you do. Why do you play them each week?
I just think it's so funny. I like to see what the top of the charts are. I mean, I feel like it gives us kind of a look at what the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I have actually thought, I've looked at the list and gone, I don't want to.
I have one for Hooman here. This is a great
one. Oh, Hooman.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh.
In the spirit of Vinny.
All right. 510 says, hey, Hooman, I'm friends with Rachel on Instagram now.
Rachel.
She's the body. I don't understand that. She's the body and doesn't disagree. She's your future wife.
What?
All I got was, she doesn't disagree, she's your future wife.
Oh. I don't even understand that text.
You're going to marry Rachel and you don't even know it yet?
I'm not going to marry her.
How come you haven't just asked her on a date? Like, I tried to take it to the next
level. I like my
level.
Single life. I like my freedom.
But don't you like Rachel, too?
I don't want
too?
The drama.
Wouldn't she you like to nice tap that? She is hot.
You think she's going to cause drama for you?
What I drama? Just... She doesn't even talk.
We had extra sound effects that day.
Yeah. I guess I liked the movie. Yes, it was, you know,
the date was nice.
Hooman grabbed me by the face.
Are you going to kiss me?
Pointed me back.
Hooman, if you need a training partner, this person from 707 said they'll practice with you.
Oh.
The stair climb.
For the stairs.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, put that aside.
Okay. 408 says, I'm so bummed I can't listen to you guys on Alexa anymore.
No, you can.
Right.
Yeah, so people were concerned about that, but mm-hmm. if you just tell that your home assistant, the Amazon person thing, girl, play Alice at 97.3. And we just tried it and it worked. And we have one of those here. I don't know why we have one.
Other people were saying you can, lady, play Alice at 97.3 on radio.com.
Right.
Some were saying that.
She actually answered back. I didn't even see radio. I didn't say radio.com mm-hmm. to her. And she said back, playing Alice at 97.3 from radio, from the radio.com app.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have to have that and have that on whatever's connected to your Alexa or your, sorry, I don't mean to keep saying her name.
Cares. Alexa.
Don't.
What?
Say it. Oh boy, your Alexa's mean. Sounds like Hooman.
Here's one for you, Sarah. The Apple Pay on my watch is one of my favorite features. I don't have the cellular function on my Apple Watch and it works without the phone near.
Oh.
Easier than pulling out the phone out of your purse. So it says.
So does it want your, like, you know how when you Apple Pay at a store, you have to put your thumb or your finger or whatever on the button. How am I verifying that with my watch?
Well, your watch is already saying that you're wearing it every time you put it on and you unlock the watch itself. It's saying that.
I don't have to unlock. It's already unlocked.
No. When you put it on each day.
Yeah.
You probably unlock it without even knowing it because you can unlock it by unlocking your phone. And you probably do that automatically without realizing.
No, I didn't put a passcode on here.
There's no passcode? Oh, you probably need to put a passcode on there.
Why?
If you have Apple Pay.
Oh, if I have Apple Pay, right.
I would assume you need your passcode. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
A lot of these
texts
are repeats.
I just like to be able to
use these. So if you have...
let me see what I got here.
Sort through these.
Some more recent ones. I need a headphone jack, too, on my phone. Had to switch to Android just to get a jack. Lame. No self-respecting Southerner would say pecan.
Sorry.
Pecan?
Pecan. I'm not a Southerner, so... I have no self-respect, so I win on both of those, right.
I agree, Sarah. The single nut is pronounced pecan, and the pie is pronounced pecan.
Oh.
I've never heard that before.
That's a dumb rule.
I pecan.
We were talking about that vending machine at SFO.
Yeah, the vest
the vending? Uniqlo vending machine is selling puffy vests for the cold SF weather, not fashion vests.
Oh.
It's ultra-compact down vest from Uniqlo. I think I was listening to KCBS the other day, and they were saying the vests were like $60,
Jeez.
And the jackets were closer to $75, and it's bringing in a lot of money for Uniqlo. And
having them in, just specifically in SFO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely...
I mean, if I needed one, I would buy that.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what everyone's wearing now, are those light... You know, puffy jackets,
right?
Because they fold up and you can stick in your purse. It's great.
It's
you can
true.
Stick it in a pocket even if you had to. I love that thing. I wear it. It's basically it's my purse, like all my craps and all the pockets. And
you know what would solve the sex change for cheaper insurance thing? Not factoring gender into pricing.
That's exactly. I was actually thinking that, like, oh my god, actual gender equality.
Mm.
They base the insurance rates on what humans. Do as drivers.
510 says, I hope that guy who had a sex change to save money on insurance enjoys making 70 cents on the dollar as a woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. You get charged more as a man for insurance?
Yeah. I have heard that.
I've heard like...
But this was in Canada, so
kids.
I don't know. Yeah, kids for sure. Like teenage boys. I'm telling you.
Yeah, teenage boys.
It's like $3,000 a year.
Well,
to
teenage anything
my
makes sense because you just got your license. So.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Boys or girls, doesn't make a difference because you're still learning. You're out there on the road, so I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just a Canadian thing. Wasn't he in Alberta, Canada?
I'm not sure.
Yes, man was from Canada.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, chicks are just better drivers. I mean, that's, everybody knows that.
Maybe more careful.
Are they?
925 says, make David pay for tampons and other women's products. That adds up, and there goes that $800 savings.
Well, he doesn't need those. That's why, I mean, this is like a benefit that he's gotten. But it is wrong because I don't remember who brought it up. It might have been Vinny, just about like, you know, dudes having to use a dude who says he's a woman. Like any gross dude could do that and then go into a ladies room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what we're trying to avoid.
Someone had mentioned what movie did you say that scene?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Someone, when you were talking about that, I thought, oh, I remember that scene from Porky's, and people are texting and saying, oh yeah, that was Porky's too.
Yeah, I saw the image of a bunch of girls looking at the peephole.
Uh-huh.
Is that from Porky's?
That's what I believe.
I looked it up as Vinny was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did some research on this insurance thing. Uh-huh. It says that men are riskier policies and more likely to make larger claims than women.
Oh, even in America.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay more.
Depends on which state you live in, but the average cost for car insurance policy is less for a woman than a man.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Mm. Let's do this last one here.
Yeah, there's a place that gender equality could work out. Go
925, hello, my radio friends. Could you please give some birthday love to my mom, Nanette, today?
Oh, happy birthday, Nanette.
Nanette.
Did Nanette raise you to be a little part of Generation Alice?
Hey, one other thing. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, last night at the movie theater, Rudy and I did a bunch of stories where we do Hooman like...
Oh, was bawling his eyes out over the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah, we're reviewing that tomorrow. But if you get a chance, go look at the stories that we posted because we did like 15 polls in a row.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
And they'll go away in 12 hours.
So, we had quite a few votes. It's, like one of the poll questions is, should Rudy redo the In My Feelings challenge?
Oh, no. He did. And people said, no, he doesn't need to, right?
More than half the people say, yes, he should redo it.
Oh.
More than half.
No, it's so classic. It's perfect.
It's so good.
Did you guys see the dog one?
Yeah, of course
I've
saw the dog one.
The
one with the dog hopping along on the outside of the car, and then he goes backwards, and he's doing the whole dance. It's
oh.
a dog.
Oh, I'm not sure if I've seen that one, but I've seen, like, farm animals.
Oh, they do
I've seen a
like
cow.
Like what, chickens?
Chickens, cow, there's a pig.
Oh.
So yeah. for the Rudy, 4,000 people have viewed the question. 544 said, hell yes, he should redo it. 438 said, absolutely not. Mm. But there's a bunch of questions, so we had some fun with
that. That is something that people should do.
Yeah, I mean, if you got some time and
sure.
you want to laugh. And
you are a social media god.
Mm. King.
Yeah. King media. Okay, that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to say goodbye. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I hope Vinny's physical goes okay.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Physical. Gotta get a physical.
Is it going to be skin on skin? Are her bare hands going to touch his bare...
No, they don't do that.
Is he going to kiss her hand?
Is he going to kiss her hand?
Oh, by accident? He's going to kiss his bicep yeah. and instead of kiss her hand. Kiss his guns. Mwah.
Is she going to check the back door?
I don't. Do they do that on a men's physical? I thought that was for your proctologist.
Maybe
today.
At a certain age they might
well,
you
he
know,
is 50.
Recommend that.
Yeah. Are they going to bring in a bunch of interns?
Yeah,
to, like,
there'll be a bunch.
Observe.
There'll be an audience. Yeah. They'll be like...
The physical.
Like, Vinny, tell us a joke.
Right.
Yeah, that'll probably... He'll love that. So, that'll be fun. All right, well, thank you for listening today. Happy hump day, everybody. Woo! Have a great day. Stick around, because 12K a day, that rages mm-hmm. on all the live long day on Alice.
And don't forget, everyone, humongous movie review
all
tomorrow.
Right. Oh, my God.
Finally peak for the week. I am so excited.
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Christopher Robin.
And Helper.
So, oh, Crazy Rich Asians?
Wrong. No. The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Oh.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And the blonde chick from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Crazy Rich Asians is next week, right?
Yeah, yeah. Brent and I are going to a super VIP party Thursday night.
Of course you are. Oh,
super
God.
VIP. Lucky. Mean to brag, but,
you're amazing.
With the director and the cast.
All right. So have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Adios.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.